This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Glad to have you listening on a Friday, heading towards the weekend. It is an NFL weekend, guys. First weekend for our Falcons as they take on the Bucks. And we are down here, Mike, and we've been here since 2 today. Actually, before that, as they were getting stuff ready, and more Falcon fans are showing up, setting up their chairs, hanging out for this Dirty Birds rally that's going to happen. And again, somebody just came in or actually hit me up and they said, Dukes, who's all going to be there? I don't know. I don't want to promise to tell you somebody's going to be here and they're not. We do know there is supposed to be an appearance by T.I. But Falcon players, if you're wondering, are they showing? Cannot promise you that. I don't want to tell you that's the case. We do know, though, Mike, some former players will be here.
Yes. You'll have some Falcons legends that'll be making the rounds and saying hi to the folks. It's always been a great event. Even last year, we had a little bit of rain. This year, the weather looks to be perfect. We had a little shower that rolled through earlier, but people coming in, bringing their folding chairs, bringing their tailgating gear to hang out. It looks like a lot of fun, man. We're getting look at the folks already set up in front of the stage, man.
It's great.
It's going to be a blast. So come on down to Atlantic Station. If you got time to grab a bite, swing into Hobnob, man, which locations all over Metro Atlanta. I got one by me in Peachtree City. It's great food, man. Good times, good lunch. So we were talking earlier about Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
They keep saying, Carl, it's coming down to a game-time decision. Now the latest information, Mark Grimondi from ESPN.com, Joe Patrick, saying it's going to go down to the wire. It's going to be a game-time call. We did find out some interesting stuff as far as the roster. A guy that did make the team was part of the 7 wide receivers. So maybe this is a sign that Mooney is better. I don't want to read too much into the tea leaves. But DS5, the former college quarterback turned wide receiver, David Sills V, is released from the active roster.
Okay. And I'll say this, too. This may be where Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, the staff has to protect Darnell Mooney from himself. Mooney did not really participate in camp because of this injury. We know what he can do. We trust him. I do not know if he's in the physical shape he needs to be in. Only they know that. But I also don't want to risk him for the season.
Right.
And if that means he misses week one, guys, we got to go to work and win without him. And Mike, you know I love his ability and what he does for this football team, but that's kind of where I'm at. The week is going on and on and on, and now you're telling me from game time decision to, like, before we run out of the tunnel,
right,
is he playing or not? Like, I don't know, guys. I just feel very skeptical
about
this.
Yeah, I just don't know what Kyle Pitts is going to do in the lurch. I mean, can you step in and be that guy? We've talked about him coming to the rescue. As I say, this couple of folks wearing Pitts jerseys rolling right in. I guess they get angry when we talk about him sometimes. But no, when you want to see Pitts, he can be some of the cavalry coming over the hill to the rescue. Casey Washington is an athletic receiver in his second year, the former sixth rounder, but he's not as good as Darnell Mooney.
No.
Mooney's just a special athlete. Remember, you and I were joking around when we signed him. Kirk Cousins saw him with the Bears. And like, we spent what money on Darnell Mooney? Guy should have been a 1,000-yard receiver last year because, you know, Cousins kind of conked out. He missed the last game with a concussion. So we'll see where that goes. The Bucks, looks like Vita Vea. He's not going to be 100%, but he's going to be in there. Werfs is definitely out. Godwin is definitely out. So they're dealing with their own injuries too.
How do you feel about this game? It's Friday. Sunday, 1 o'clock, kickoff. Michael Penix under center. We had Mike on the show on Wednesday, and we told you then, his confidence level's off the charts. It's not a cockiness. It's just he's very confident in what he's able to do and what he feels like this team is going to be able to do. I feel really good about where we are. Here's the question mark for me. Can we stop this Buccaneers run game? Because, again, they are going to attempt to run the football down our throat. And
right.
It's something they know they had success with last year. Mike, that is where I start in this football game. Are we going to score points, guys? Yes. We're going to move the ball. Can we stop their run game and not allow Baker Mayfield to get into this rhythm, Mike, where he's picking us apart?
Right. I mean, certainly if not Kirk Cousins winning the game, Baker Mayfield probably was going to be the NFC Offensive Player of the Week from that overtime win on Thursday night. But down in Tampa, you know, Bucky Irving shows you what he can do. This is the new offensive coordinator because Liam Cohen is up there with Jacksonville.
That's right.
So we'll see what the new OC, who's of the same group, but as we heard yesterday from down in Tampa, Rick Stroud, was saying, this is like the eighth different coordinator that Baker Mayfield's had in his pro career. That's insane. You know, when you're talking about guys' development, but he's always been able to shrug it off and get on with it. But the quick hits, how good – we might see how good Divine Diablo is, you know, in some of those coverages. And, you know, side-to-side stuff, stuff that we were hoping Troy Anderson was going to be in watching the receivers out of the backfield, the quick hits. And then we always got to contain Mike Evans. You know, we talk about the certain players in this division to give us fits. How much about Mike Evans?
Well, he's a typical defend for any team in the league. You got to pick and choose when you want to, you know, double team him, might bracket him, because he can make the high point catches and he's a 50-50 guy. This is the thing about Baker. He doesn't have to be perfect with Mike Evans. He can just put it in the area and Mike makes plays. So I may have told this story like before camp, maybe before the summer got underway. I talked to Mike, and I know him from his days back at Texas A&M, and he said, look, man, I got a new regimen, a new program, older player now, trying to get my body in a different position to go through the season. And then camp starts, Mike, and you're talking about Emeka Ebuka, and everybody's ranting and raving about him. Mike had a great camp, but it just goes under the radar because he's been so damn good in his career. 10 seasons of 1,000 yards?
Right.
So
then we talked to Rick Stroud, you just mentioned Emeka Ebuka, you know, not as maybe highly touted as Marvin Harrison was coming out of junior, was coming out of school a year ago. But this guy, you know, you heard Rick Stroud gushing about the playmaking ability, how they can use him all over the field. So, man, you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, by the way? Because it's
27-24, 28-24.
It's definitely one possession. Falcons are getting 2 points. The home team traditionally gets 3. And I said to Carl all week long, I've been telling you guys, it's not that, you know, we don't think Michael Penix can do the job. Just the country and the betting country, i.e. Vegas, doesn't know what we are yet. They don't know about our defense. I mean, Jalen Walker, we haven't seen Jalen Walker yet at practice. We know
what
we know what he did at Georgia. We know what he did against Texas. We know what he's capable of. Maybe Jalen Walker and Pierce, we're going to see the start of a new era where we've got, like, these tremendous, if not bookends, because Jalen can play all over the field, but Leonard Floyd, maybe we're going to be talking about a couple of sacks and keeping Baker in that pocket and not letting him roam around.
Tampa ran for 160 yards against us in the first game last year. That's a problem.
Right.
And that is where this game starts for me. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear what Raheem Morris had to say about the Tampa offense and scouting the Tampa offense.
I mean, an unbelievable test. You know, you talk about Baker, the knowledge he has, the amount of experience he has on different teams and everything that he's done in his league. It's been impressive, particularly within the last couple of years. What are you talking about, the three-game trip to L.A. with us or going to Tampa and really taking over there in an impossible situation, following Tom Brady, being able to maintain the success, so much experience there, you know, basically made or helped make two head coaches in the National Football League going there playing really well. Mike Evans, what else could be said positive about? What can't be said positive about Mike Evans? The guy that he is, the challenge that he presents, you know, if you put him in a one-on-one situation, you're going to pay for it, and he can make anybody pay for it. He's talented that way, and they got a bunch of really skilled running backs, three-headed monster. I think I talked about them last year. Don't get enough credit that what they're able to do and what they did last year running the football. You know, they're well coached by Carbs and those guys there in Tampa, and they do such a good job of running the football.
Yeah, it sounds simplistic, and you hear Ra, and again, mm-hmm. Mike and I, we see him all the time and talk to him, but he's just laying it out to you. Like, there will be no surprises in this game if Tampa gets rolling and they do all the things he just talked about.
Right, and then all of a sudden, you know, heaven forbid, you know, like any NFL, this is for college, hell, it's for high school. You get down by 10 points or, you know, two touchdowns, now all of a sudden you're one-dimensional. Now Bijan doesn't become a factor, or Tyler Allgeier. On the flip side, I want to see Tyler Allgeier be part of a balanced attack, because I think he can be a force in any of these games this year and not wear down with Bijan. Also, conversely, I want to see imagination from Zach Robinson. I want to see Bijan in some pass patterns more than just, you know, and wheel routes are always effective. We saw that 2 years ago against New Orleans. But certainly make up for the loss of Darnell Mooney. How can Pitts be a part of that? You know, I mean, imagine if we're talking about coming back to work on Monday. We're talking about Pitts with a touchdown and 80 yards receiving.
Take it.
That's what we're looking for, man. That puts you up there with those elites that he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'll take it. Hey,
and what, you worried about Elijah Wilkinson in the final analysis? Look, we got to roll with it for the next couple of weeks until Storm Norton's ready one way or the other.
Well, yes, and I just feel like we got to trust it. I'm not telling you he's not going to get beat, guys. It's the NFL. They get those other guys get paid too. He just can't get beat consistently. He just can't be the issue as to the reason why the offense is not moving the football. If we're moving the ball, Mike, and there's some mistakes, there will be, I'm okay. But I'm going to tell you, I got to trust it until otherwise, because that's just where we are.
Last segment of the show, we're going to drop our over-unders for the Falcons, correct? Our win total.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, we are.
We've been teasing it all summer long.
Well, we're going to do it here in about 20 minutes. Right. We will give you the full layout of all of that here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're coming back. We got some college stuff coming up as well. Big games we'll lay out this weekend. Neither the case for Georgia Tech, but they do have important games. We'll tell you why coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.